Blog Talk Radio.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble,
get it now, get it now,
Yeah, that's right, y'all. It is going down Sunday night. I am your host, world famous DJ Donnie B, and my boy John Williams. What's up, John? How you doing, man?
What's up? It's
I had to play that song. I had to play that song because I had to get into the spirit. You know, sometimes we have to get into the spiritual side of it. Definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody else out there tuning in to us on this beautiful Sunday night. We already got somebody in the chat room chopping it up with us, and you guys can call in tonight. We got a lot of hot topics we're going to be getting into tonight, man. What are we going to be talking about tonight, man? Because I got some entertainment news we're going to talk about, man. But you got something else, some local stuff going on in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, man. You want to kind of get them a tease of what we're going to be talking about? You don't want to give them the full report, but give them like a tease of what's going to be happening tonight.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about a little bit of that state fair that's going on. And, you know, that's a little bit of that exciting. But also we're going to be talking about this gun violence that's on the rampant, back on the rampant again here in North Texas, DFW area. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. There's been a lot of gun shootings, a lot of violence over the weekend. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about that. And then it's $3.5 trillion reconciliation debt.
That's crazy, man. It's a lot going on.
Yeah, and also the Haitian refugee, asylum seekers.
Okay.
And a little bit about Maxine Waters, and we're going to be getting into that. Y'all definitely want to keep locked.
All right, now, well, we are your black media. Well, we give it to you raw. We give it to you uncut. We talk about not only what's going on in the black community, but what's going on everywhere, man. We wanted the shows that's going to keep it real, man. We're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it 100. We're going to be having a lot of guests going to be coming on the show in the up-and-coming show coming up. And we just want to debate and talk to the people. Am I right about that, man?
Absolutely. You know, that's what it's all about right here on Speaker iHeart Radio. When you're Speaker iHeart Radio.
That's right.
K-E-M-Y-535-F-M.
Yeah, and shout out to
Black News Media.
Yeah, that's right. But we want not Spreaker, but iHeartRadio. We want everybody go to your iHeartRadio, pull us up. You can check out all the podcasts. This right here will also be added to iHeartRadio. So shout out to all of our iHeartRadio listeners that's tuning in to us. And coming up tonight, not only are we going to get into that, but we got a lot of entertainment news going on, man. We're going to get into Halle Berry and her new black boyfriend shut down the world premiere red carpet event. We're going to talk about that tonight. And also, man, what's going on? What happened with Trina and Trick Daddy caused them to get fired from their job? That's right, y'all. If y'all haven't heard the news, we're going to be getting into the inside scoop on what happened with Trick Daddy and Trina, who got a job. And also, we need to keep Wendy Williams in prayer. Wendy Williams, we'll be talking about her tonight because she's got a she's been very, very ill, very sick. You know, she always reports the news on the celebrity night. We are reporting on her. She's very ill, very sick with the COVID-19. And that's why I keep telling people, this COVID-19 is not any joke at all. So many people are getting it, and they're dying from it. So we have to really focus on talking about that. John, and also, you were saying that you'll be talking about the State Fair of Texas. I can't wait to hear your latest update because the State Fair of Texas started on Friday. Friday. September 24th, and it goes all the way up until October the 17th. Also, we're going to get into the Howlin' Gold Trial. The Howlin' Gold Trial will be back in Fort Worth at the Dickett Arena, and the tickets go on sale. We just got a press release. The tickets will be going on sale October the 5th. What you think about that, man? I haven't been to one of those in so long, man. I don't know. Have you been to one of those?
No,
Howlin' Gold Trial?
No, and And I definitely want to go to one. But wasn't they just here at the Dickens Arena
year?
I think it was in December.
Yeah, yes. Yes, they were.
They were
and
the
tickets
Arena.
Go on
yeah.
sale.
Yeah, I missed them.
Yes, sir. And the tickets go on sale October the 5th. The first game will be in April of 2022. So they're already going to get ready to be selling tickets. They don't wait for those tickets, man. Them tickets go like crap. Those
Absolutely.
Tickets go like crazy. What
no,
you think about that, man?
Those aren't mandated tickets, are they? You hear me? I said, those aren't mandated tickets.
Oh, you're so silly.
No, you know,
I don't think they'll be selling mass mandate. Go ahead.
Mass mandated. No, I always wanted to see the Harlem Globetrotters. But let me tell you something else I always wanted to see here in North Texas. I wanted to see the monster trucks and the motocross. Always wanted to see that. Never got a chance to see the monster trucks.
And you know what? And you know what? I never ever been to a monster truck, but I used to always see growing up on TV. Like, man, that seems so cool. That seems so cool. What you think about it, man?
I know. I always see it on TV and I always look at the excitement on other people's faces. And I'm like, oh, I need to
But you know what?
It's experience.
I mean, looking at it on TV is one thing, but actually being there in person may be a whole nother thing. And you know what I hate that they did too? I hate that they stopped the circus. Man, I really enjoyed the Barney Bailey Circus every year. Even I didn't go, but just knowing that they was going to be in the Fort Worth, Dallas area. What about you?
But, you know, and that's one thing. But I always really enjoyed, you know, because I went a couple of years ago. I think it was 2018 when they came. And Big Top always come to DFW. I always go to Dallas right there off of 67. And Camp Wisdom right there at the mall.
Right.
Used to be River. Yeah. Big Top.
You
know them Big Top?
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Wow.
Yeah.
But those who are tuning in to us, if you're not from Dallas, you probably don't know what we're talking about. We talk about a lot of stuff going on in Dallas Fort Worth, man. That's crazy. I tell you what, we're going to take a break. We're going to go to another song. You guys are welcome to call in. You can give us a call. What's that phone number, man? I'm going to let you give it out because you're so good at that.
Oh, you know it. It's 516-453-9910. 516-453-9910. Give us a call.
And again, if you want to call in and talk to us live on the radio, we'll let you call if you got a favorite song you want to hear. We'll try to get that song on to you again. Again, 516-453-9910. Again, area code 516-453-9910. Call us and we'll let you be on the radio with us and see what you're talking about. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back right after this.
Can't be high like you do. Yeah. keeping things on the under, that's how we doing it now. I seen your post on the Facebook, I'm like, damn. Baby moved on like that so fast. I thought this thing was just leaving you like we on task. Now your new boo thing, he got you on, huh? Now you're showing up at my shows when you know I'm with her. Baby, okay, I dig that. Because the love that we have for each other showed to a fact.
John, I bet you don't know who sing that song.
You got to like who sing it. I ain't never.
Man, your boy, Tad. That's Tad. You didn't know that, man?
What?
Tad got some.
No.
Man, that's Tad. Shout out to Tad for that song right there,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
that song, woo, that song hot. All right, man, let's get into some. We're going to go to the phone lines in a minute, man, but let's get into some quick news, man. I'm going to let you start with the local news, man, what's going on in Texas, man. What's the latest update on a shooting that happened over the weekend in the Fort Worth, Texas area? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right here in the DFW area, Fort Worth, Texas, West 7th Street bar area. Shooting this morning, 2 a.m. Police arrived to 7th Street Bar and found several victims suffering from apparent gunshot wounds. Victims were transported to an area hospital where they don't know what their condition is at this point. But they said that the assailant is still at large.
Oh my gosh!
Looking for this particular person. They shot three people, actually. And then got away. Now, you know that area is 7th Street, and it's real, like a real condensed area, you know, but it's really growing up over there.
Right.
But I don't see how, you know, how he kind of got away, you know, if it was, you know, surveillance and stuff like that. So, you know, they're asking for the public help. They didn't have any descriptions or anything like that, didn't leave anything. It just said that the person got away. And so they say they asked if anybody that was around, they didn't know anything to call the Tarrant County Fort.
I wonder, was it just a drive-by shooting? Maybe that's what it was. Is that what they're trying to say it was? It's kind of suspicious that nobody knows knows nothing about it.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's vague here. It ain't really got nothing else but that. Hey, and it's getting that way more and more. You know, it's starting to needing more of the public's help to find certain people that they're looking for and follow certain cases
But also let me say this, man, because that area has been, that's not the first time we have had a shooting in that West 7th Street bar. This is the third or fourth time this year we have reported that on the radio that it's been. So this is not the first situation that happened with a gunman. This is like, the fourth or fifth time that we have had someone doing some shooting at that West 7th Street bar. It's just not a safe place no more. I mean, nowhere safe, but that area used to be one of the safest places to be at in that city. Well, I mean, so what's going on with that?
Yeah, that's right there in the, by the Cultural District, too. When you were reporting that they're supposed to be making a new high-rise over that way by the over in the Cultural District?
Not too far from there. They're going to do a they are already talking about building a hotel in that museum district. Yes, and they call that the entertainment complex district. But they're going to put a they said they're going to put a apartment complex and a shopping center all in that apartment complex to make it look nice.
Yeah, because UNT, it says UNT Medical, right? Right there.
Yeah.
So that's all college. Yeah, and then Dickers Arena right there too. So that's the ideal, you know. So
yeah, right. But it's getting. We just gotta stay prayed up, man. Because there's a lot going on, and it's not just happening. And I don't want people to know that it's not just happening in Fort Worth. It's happening all across the country. I'm quite sure. Hip is on the phone line. We're going to be talking to him in a minute. I'm quite sure Hip will tell us that it's a lot going on in his city, too. So it's not just a Fort Worth thing, but it is a thing that we need to try to get resolved because there's so much of that gun violence going on across the country that we have to stay involved, people. Yes, but we have to stay involved on what's going on, you guys, because there's a lot of stuff going on, and we really gotta not only stay prayed up, but we also gotta watch our back, watch other people's back. You know, we just gotta observe. When we see stuff that don't look right, talk about. You know, report it. Report it as a suspicionist. I mean, because there's so much going on out there, man. What do you think?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot happening. You know, we gotta stay.
Yeah.
Prayed up. Got to stay visual. You know,
yes,
put the whole armor of God on. So we got to be girded up about our loans, you know, and watching and praying.
Right. And also, let's talk about some quick entertainment news and we'll go back and forth. Entertainment news, man, your boy, rapper 50 Cent's new model girlfriend, they said shut down the red carpet a couple of days ago. And we're going to talk about that later. And also, Halle Berry, 55 years old, still looking good at the age of 55. I thought she was older than that, though. Did you?
I thought the report said 55,
but I thought she was older than 55. I could have sworn I heard somebody say that, but we're gonna talk more about it. We're gonna go live to the phone lines. We got my main man. Let's give him a big hand clap. We got Hip H to the I to the B live with us. What's up, man?
Welcome to the show. HIP.
What's going
Welcome
on, man? Can you hear us?
You got to mute it.
He must got his phone. Hey, you got your phone muted, man. You got to unmute your phone. Okay. Maybe he'll do it in a minute.
I'll tell you what, call back, man, and then we'll be able to hear you.
What was you saying?
Yeah, this fourth round of stimulus checks. If anybody's been hearing anything about this news about the fourth round stimulus check.
No, what's going on with that?
If you've been getting any emails, if you've been getting any letters from the IRS concerning the fourth round stimulus check, they are sending emails, and I think it's on the military the child credit bill. As well, and it's a fourth round stimulus check. I think it's $1,200. Some of them is $600. Some of them is $12. Some are $622, and some of them are $12. If you've been getting anything from the IRS concerning it, there is an application that you have to fill out, and then you have to either fax it or mail it in to see if you qualify. And so that's the fourth round stimulus check. yeah.
Okay. So that's just
got that going too.
So what are we looking at? We're looking at the end of this year, or are we looking at next year?
Well, it's already some states already are receiving. Some states are already receiving, some states are already passing it out and giving it out. I think it's California and there's a couple of other states that have already
Here's what I don't understand. They say Social Security and SSI are going to be broke by 2033. First they said 2034, but now they say it's going to be earlier than that. So if that's the case, how in the hell are we giving so much money away? I don't understand that.
Well, then there's also a $3.5 trillion reconciliation by the Biden administration. Also with this, they also had another bill that they were passing, and there could be a government shutdown. Nancy Pelosi was announcing that if they don't get this together by next week, the shutdown could come as early as next week. So, yeah, so we up in arms for that as well. And shout out to Dion, talking about Thursday. Well, it's
right.
Looking like they're going to have something done by Monday, as early as Monday.
Tomorrow.
Going into Wednesday. Yeah, early as Monday, going into Wednesday. By Wednesday, we'll know whether or not there's going to be a shutdown or not if they don't get this up.
Mm-hmm.
The bill that was already passed for infrastructure, that one.
Yeah. Okay. Now, who is debating it?
$3.5 trillion.
Who is debating it?
That's the Biden administration. That's Nancy Pelosi and the Biden administration for this particular
the Republicans don't have nothing to do with it.
Well, it's everything.
Wow.
It's a House bill, so it's already passed. It's already passed. This is the reconciliation and the.
So why are we having a shutdown if it's already passed? I don't understand that. Why are we having a shutdown?
No, they haven't got anything said. This is something that is still in the work. It's already done, but it's. They ain't done nothing with it.
Wow.
Like, they got the keys, but they ain't started up the vehicle yet. Got to start it so we can take off.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Take off by Monday.
Oh, wow. But let's go live to the phone lines. We got my boy H to the I to the P in the building. What's up, man?
In the house. Welcome.
How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, man. The whole world can hear you, man.
That's good, man. That's good. How you been, DJ Donnie B? Shout out, DJ Donnie B. Shout out, John. How y'all doing?
All right,
man.
Yes,
we
brother.
Are blessed.
Welcome back to the show.
We can't complain. How about you?
I'm doing blessed. You know what I mean? I'm doing really blessed. You know, like things are going really well, and I just give all glory to God. You feel me? I live by His grace.
Amen.
Day.
Amen. Man,
absolutely.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother. And stuff. What you think about some of the hot topics we're talking about, man? What you want to comment on the hot topics we're talking about? What are your thoughts?
Well, like, the thing about the shooting in that area, you know, like, I stay in the Southwest. There's a lot of shootings. Also, there's actually a bad shooting. A Just Ray's ex-boyfriend shot his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend in the hotel.
Wow.
On Belfort. Yeah. And so police are not really giving out their names, but it goes to show, like, you know, like, you got to really know the girl and her baggage before you end up with her.
Right.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's that bad, you know. It's a really hot topic. And, it's a really hot topic how, like, you just try to love a woman and then, boom, her ex-boyfriend comes and kills you, you know, like. That's terrible.
Wow. And you know what, man? You are so right about that. It is so – and you're right. You do got to know these women, man, because there's so much jealousy out there. These guys, when they get with them females, they will do everything they can. They don't want you to talk to them. They don't want you to – they so jealous, right? When you get somebody – I don't care if it's a female or a male. When you get somebody that's that jealous, that's that frustrated – I don't know. I mean, I think it's time to let that person go, but some people may be afraid to let that person go because that person may come back and try to kill you. You know, I don't hear some guy say, hey, if I can't have you, can't nobody have you. To they ladies, what y'all think about that? I mean, have y'all ever been in a situation like that with a female? Have y'all ever had that crazy-ass female, because I had one, that would almost go crazy. I never experienced stalking until I was going to school and working. Everywhere I go, this girl was stalking me. I could be at work, leaving from work, going to school. Because at that time, I was going to cosmetology school. Of course, I couldn't finish school because she kept stalking me. I mean, it's scary to get a female to stalk you. And every time I go to the school, my instructor, my teacher would tell me that some strange girl came looking for you. And she left a note. And I'm looking at this note. And she said, wherever you go, I'm going to follow you. I'm like, damn, did I get to work? I leave from there, go home, get dressed, and I be damn. Get to work. She done been in my workshop. That is a scary feeling, having someone to stop. I don't wish that on even a person that I can't stand. I don't wish that on nobody because that is a very scary thing. Have you guys ever had that problem?
You know what's even worse,
my boy
though.
DJ Donnie be pulling them girls, going crazy over Donnie B.
You know what's even
no,
worse,
this
though?
Oh, boy. I hated it. I hated it. It was that crazy. What would you say, John?
Yeah.
What's even worse is when they leave you a note with a heart and then they stick it on the wall and stick a knife through it.
Oh, my God. I ain't never had that problem.
You got darts stuck through it. Uh-oh, somebody in trouble. Yeah, that's when you're in trouble. I've never had that happen. I've seen
No. But look at this, y'all. Look at this, y'all. I didn't even tell y'all this. Not only did that happen, but the girl was married. And I didn't want to deal with that. The girl was married, but she kind of said, being in love with me. I said, nah, you got somebody. I said, I lied, I was married. Oh, my God.
You know what you
a
had,
monster.
Right? You know what you had.
Dude,
man,
I had a monster.
You know what you had. You know
oh,
what,
my God.
You know what, you,
oh, my
you
God.
Know, you know what your boy Bill DVD will call it, right?
Poison.
Well,
what you got
poison. In there? Poison. You had, that's what you had. You had, that girl is poison. Oh yeah,
him,
you need to get
him,
out.
What you call it?
Get out, man. You can't
him,
trust
what
man.
You call it?
Can't trust him,
man.
I call it get
I
out.
I could
man.
Not
really?
Wait.
Yeah,
man,
yeah, yeah.
I hurry up and get
thank
out of
that.
I left four.
Get all
no,
the way out.
Say him.
You're falling.
It was so bad. I left Fort Worth for a while, and she still found out where I was at.
She had the supersonic.
And then she finally, it gets worse, y'all. Then she finally, it actually got better. She told me, she said, I got some bad news. And in my mind, I'm thinking, uh-oh. You know what this man?
She said,
I can't be with you. She said, don't be mad at me, but I have a new boyfriend and I can't be with you no more. In my mind, I'm saying, yes. Uh-oh.
Hallelujah.
I mean, in my mind, I was saying that, but I didn't want her to think nothing, so I was like,
oh,
I understand. Man, look, I wouldn't celebrate. But I told her, I said, oh, I understand. I said, I'm not mad at you. And she said, are you sure? Because I can leave my boyfriend and get back. I said, oh, no, that's okay. I said, I don't ever want to put myself back in that type of position no more. I'm serious about that. That's why I'm very illiterate who I get with because I'm like, I don't know about that.
Absolutely.
Well, you know,
I don't need to be
changed. The signs of the time.
So, Hip, have you ever went through that, Hip?
Yeah, I actually have, man. This girl, she wasn't my girl. And she just kept on knocking on my door, like, all the time. Like, I'll be trying to sleep. She stayed knocking on my door. I got an answer. And then it got to a point where, like, I wouldn't even, you feel me? And then it got to a point where I wouldn't even answer the door. So she going to knock on my bedroom window at, like, 4 a.m.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, Yeah, first I thought it was a demonic spirit. So, like, I yelled. I was like, Satan, you have no control to be monitoring me in Jesus' name. And then guess what? I heard a voice. It was like, okay. It was her voice. I'm over here thinking it's like some kind of robber or something. It was her voice. Yeah. And then, like, bro, like, I look out the window, bro. She flashing her tatas, man. I was like, man. Girl,
oh, my God.
Crazy. For real. She was trying to get a sneaky week. For real. I was like, man, no, man.
But
the, crazy, bro.
But the question is, how was you able to actually get rid of her?
Honestly, I just, like, I had one of my sisters talk to her. You feel me?
Okay, good. Okay.
Woman to woman.
Yeah.
Look how that woman to woman stuff on him. Wow.
Woman to woman.
Wow.
Yeah, they did that the other day on Good Times. Thelma and Walona, Sarah and talked to a girl about JJ. She was too old for JJ. They had a woman to woman.
Sometimes it helps and sometimes it don't. Sometimes it help y'all, sometimes it don't. All right, y'all, let's get into it. We got my boy Hip Live with us. Let's get into some quick entertainment news, man. Your girl, Halle Berry. Who do not like them sexy Halle Berry? Halle Berry's the most sexy. They said she's the most sexiest woman in the whole wide world. Anyway, man, I didn't know she was 54. I thought she was, well, now they say 55, but I thought she was older than that. I mean, did you guys thought Halle Berry was older than 55?
Honestly, I didn't even know. And she looked like she like at least like 20-something, 30-something, like around my age, you know? You know,
I say about 40. And she finally, yeah. And she, and her and this new guy she been with for a while, they've been dating for a while now. They said she never dated a black man, and she finally got her a chocolate man, and they've been talking for a while, and they said she showed up at the world premiere, and they said Halle Berry shut down the world premiere red carpet event a couple of days ago, and they said that when she shut it down with that new outfit she had on, they said she shut it down, y'all. So again, I definitely want to say a big shout out to Halle Berry. She's still looking good. She's still, no matter what age she is, I can care. I mean, she could be 100 years old, but she looked good for her age, man. So I give her a 100% credit on what she was doing, man. Here's what we got to talk about this, man. What the hell is going on with Trina and Trick Daddy? What the hell is going on? They get fired from their job. Now, they're not saying what happened, but they are saying that, well, yes, they are. They said that Trick Daddy and Trina was acting very, very ghetto.
What happened?
Well, they're not saying. They're just saying that they was acting very ghetto, and a program director fired them. It had to be something really bad, because they, even if you acting ghetto, they're not just going to fire you. Come on, you bringing in that money, you bringing in ratings. It had to be something three times worse than that. I'm looking more into the details about it.
Did they handlers fire them on their day off?
No, they fired them on the radio.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. So that's why I say it had to be something really bad. What you think about it, Hip?
Honestly, I think us rappers, like, you can't really expect a classy attitude or like a properism from a rapper. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're pretty much kinda like barbarians. Not really like barbarians, but we're like against society's like protocol when it comes to like being polite and being respectful and stuff like that. You know, like even me as a gospel rapper, people expect me to be perfect. Like, nah, I'm a gospel rapper. What do you expect from a rapper? You know, so when it comes to Trick Daddy, I wouldn't expect him to, you know, act like any Uncle Thomas. You know what I mean? So I feel like, honestly, Trick Daddy, he got a good fan base, so he doesn't really need, like, you know, any type of job or anything. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's how Negroes are. You feel me? When we get money and we get like some type of job, whatever, we already know we got money. We don't really need it, so we gonna act out. You know what I mean? It's like,
Joe, what you think about this, Joe?
They should never get you niggas money.
Yeah, I think that goes hand in hand with pretty much all entertainment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that goes hand in hand pretty much all.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because it's all pretty much.
I definitely agree with y'all.
So pretty much all entertainment.
Right.
Yeah.
And man, everybody, all the fans are also trying to figure out what's going on with your boy Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence don't gain 50 to 75 pounds. They say he don't got kind of heavy set on the heavy set side. And so people trying to, all the fans is trying to figure out when they see him in person what's really going on. What do y'all think about that?
Yeah, he did this in like 99, 2000 when he was getting ready to do life. You know, he had passed out. He was supposed to have been running, jogging, and he had that supposed to have fat suit on or whatever, and he's supposed to have passed out.
Mm-hmm.
This is like 99 when he was supposed to have been losing all that weight at that time. But he was going through a crisis.
Wow.
That's probably what it is again. Yeah.
And well, now he don't gain. He don't
go. Yeah, that was the same thing then.
Yeah, but
he gained a whole lot of weight.
But he don't gain. But they saying now the latest update he don't gain 50 more pounds. So man, 50 to 75 pounds. So, woo. Again, I don't know what you're doing, Martin Lawrence.
Didn't he just
do a stand-up?
Though? I thought he just recently did a stand-up.
He did something this year too. And
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, in 2021. Yeah, he sure did. And also, we also got to do a special prayer out to Wendy Williams, man. Wendy Williams got the COVID-19, and they said she looked very, very ill, y'all, very sick. And I seen a picture. They showed a picture on MediaTek. If you go to MediaTakeOut.com, you can see a picture of her in a wheelchair. That's how bad she looked. She looked terrible, y'all. So we definitely got to keep her in prayer. And also, two of the ladies on the TV show called The View also got the COVID-19. Did y'all hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that. I know Chris Rock, he got COVID-19.
Oh, man.
Hmm.
This COVID-19. Yeah, and that just let you know, man, this COVID-19 ain't no joke. It's getting people. It's getting the people.
Well, you know.
It don't matter. This is what I got to say, y'all. It don't matter how much money you got or how much less you got. COVID-19 is not, it don't care if you broke, if you rich. And I'm going to get your tail. That's what he's saying. And that's what he's doing. He's getting in at everybody. He's trying to show the whole world that just because you got money don't mean nothing. When I want you, I want you. He's getting. So, again, we got to keep a prayer out. And tomorrow's a big day, you guys. I hope you guys be tuned in because I will be tuned in tomorrow at 1 p.m. If you haven't heard the news, your boy will be making his world premiere tomorrow. Nick Cannon, new talk show, will be airing tomorrow at 1 p.m. And y'all know he took The Real Place, the beautiful ladies on the TV show called The Real. They showed it last that long. So, yeah, they showed it last that long. So, Nick Cannon show is now going to be taking that place. Now, we still don't know the update on what's going to happen with what's going to happen with the TV show called The Real. We don't know if another TV station, another network going to pick up that program. But right now, it seems like that Nick Cannon will be taking over his show called The Nick Cannon Talk Show starting tomorrow. And he did say last week that he is planning to have some fun. He said it's not going to be boring. It's going to be fun and excited, and he's very excited about it. So, again, tomorrow, you guys, September 27th, the new Nick Cannon Talk Show will be debuting at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. I will have the full details tomorrow night when we come back on at 8 o'clock. What happened? Who did what? Who was the guest on the show? Dirty B going to have all of that tomorrow at 8 o'clock. What you think about that, John and him?
Yeah, so that's – he was the Masked Singer too, right? Did the host of the Masked Singer, but it was also the Masked Dancer or something like that. Unmasked or something like that.
Yeah, he's still doing that.
Oh, going back to that.
He's got a busy job.
Yeah, that man the GOAT. Going back to that Whitney Williams.
Absolutely, man. Shout out Nick Cannon, bro. Really doing his thing.
He making that money, y'all. Let me say this before I forget. His caseworker told him, and I want y'all to listen to this. His caseworker told him right now it'd be best for him not to have any kids and focus on his career, which that's a smart move for his caseworker to tell him that. But so he did say he decided that he don't want to have no more kids right now. He is going to stay focused on his career. So I give 100% props to my boy for listening to his caseworker. But I don't know about y'all. Would you listen to your caseworker?
Absolutely. I feel like, honestly, a family and a relationship, that right there, it kind of hinders your growth as an artist. You know, like when you're in a relationship, you got to deal with the emotional ties. And even as an athlete, I kind of feel like Steph Curry, his game kind of been off ever since, you know, the whole thing with his wife going on. It's like, I feel like, honestly, like it's kind of like the Kobe mentality, how like Kobe, he says, like, yo, like if you have friendships, if you have relationships, if you want to be number one when it comes to your career, they suffer. Because, like, you reach your perfection. And kids, they're a lot of maintenance, especially newborns, you know. It's a lot of time you got to give it to them, you know. So there's some rappers who actually took a break from their career, like Schoolboy Q, to take care of their kids, you know. So
right.
So I kind of feel like it may work if you have a supportive family.
Right, right. And a lot of the time you don't, because everybody doing their own thing, too. You got to look at all of that. So, again, I mean, you know what? My head goes out to him, man. You know, focus on your career. You already got two beautiful kids, so stay focused on your career and do that. So I definitely agree with everybody on that one. We all can agree that she's right, what she's telling her. All right, John, what else you wanted to talk about, John? John wanted to get back on the Whitney Williams. What's going on with Whitney Williams, man?
Yeah, I wanted to say something about
what you
this.
Got that I don't
back
got.
Back on the Nick, too. Because Nick, you know, he Whitney and Nick is real cool. You know, he's always on the Whitney Williams show all the time. You know, talking about whatever, this, that, and the other. But that Dr. Oz always was trying to encourage Whitney Williams to take the COVID shot, like last year, and she swore him down she wouldn't take it. So she was saying that so he invited her to his house to come over. They were going to share. And she was like, "Nah, you probably put something in my drink and stick me in the butt with COVID."
Dang.
Wow.
Real?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know. Wow, man. Yeah. So Dr. Oz was like, "Well, you know, you saying what you're saying, millions of people are listening. They probably don't want to take the shot. And so she's like, "Well, we'll talk about it. How you doing? You know, all that stuff. You know, so yeah." So that's something. That's strange that now that you got it, must have didn't go over Dr. Oz's house. Get shot in the butt with the with the sun. Nick must have went and got his COVID shot. Now he got his show going now. Is that show 4, right? NBC.
That's gonna be Fox 4 tomorrow, and I can't wait. They've been showing the preview, and I will be tuning in tomorrow, and I will give y'all the full report tomorrow. Can't wait. I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, did you know Keenan did
go ahead.
Did you know Keenan?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, they supposed to be really good friends. Go check it out.
I did not know that.
They always talk about it.
They
always say,
wow.
They said Nick
I'll be there with bells on.
Huh? You said
wow.
again?
Wow, I didn't even know that.
I'll be there with bells on.
I think everybody will. And y'all can say y'all heard it first on this radio show right here. Am I right about that, y'all?
Black news.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into a lot more stuff. My boy John got more news and stuff. And Hip, you gonna hang out with us, Hip?
The State Fair, man. Yeah, we're gonna talk about the State. We gotta talk about the State Fair. You know, we gotta talk about the State Fair.
Oh
State
yeah, Hip, you gonna hang out with us, Hip?
Well, I would, but I got a college assignment I got to turn in by midnight, so I got to get started on that.
Oh, yeah. You got to do that. Yeah. All right. Hey, we'll check in with you tomorrow, man.
Okay, that's a bet.
He
yeah,
get
I got
school,
no
though.
So.
Say it.
Yeah.
Say y'all.
Good.
Say y'all. My boy getting his school,
that's encouraging.
Though.
Yeah, I get my education.
Everybody
out there, man, that college and everybody out there that you want to give a shout out to since you're about to get into them books.
Absolutely, shout out everybody at Full Sail University. It's a music college. You got a lot of talent coming out of it. Shout out DJ Donnie B. Shout out John. Shout out my older brother Jigsaw Paul. Shout out my mom, Anita Joseph, and shout out Chris Rock. He's going through COVID. Keep your prayers in Chris Rock. He was really deep in the back.
Yeah.
God is man. You feel me? So everybody pray for Chris Rock and pray that everybody with COVID will have a speedy recovery in Jesus' name.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break, y'all. We got more music coming up. We got that Anita Baker. Sweet. Yeah. We'll be right
great.
There, y'all.
Sweet love,
all my heart, I love you. Stay with me,
okay when I be leaving, she tell me to stay. Move your hips okay when I be leaving, she tell me to stay. Move your hips okay when I be leaving, she tell me to stay. Move your hips okay when I be leaving, she tell me to stay.
Diamonds all on my gums, talking my shit, I got runs. Holding my jeans like I'm grunge, get that bitch in a bun. She stuck on my till it's dumb. Pockets is fat like the gums. Rappers is looking like munch. I'm making a meal when I munch. Move your hips, okay? When I be leaving, she tell me to stay. Ooh, got a new loft in Harlem. No, Frankie ain't moved to LA. Burberry on my collar. Ooh, diamonds they sit on my face. You don't want no problem. Ooh, Frankie be set on my blade.
Move your hips, okay? When I be leaving, she tell me to stay. Move your hips, okay? When I be leaving, she tell me to stay. Move your hips, okay? When I be leaving, she tell me to stay. Move your hips, okay? When I be leaving, she tell me to stay.
All of you bitches is fools. If you the ops, you gon' be singing the blues. Feeling like Bishop and Jews. Worth of my dude, this to meet you on my shoes. All of my niggas is max, this is a fact. This a no cap, ass. All of my bitches is bad, worth of my dad. They know we get to the bag.
Move my hips, okay? Tell him to go, then I tell him to stay. Hey, baby, it's okay. I have been having one hell of a day. Yay, feeling about all of my shades. Then I pull up in a cherry Mercedes. Yay, strawberry shortcake hair. Chinese bangs with my two braids. Hey, straight from out of Queens, headed to Harlem now.
I got the pandemic gone and it's growling now.
We're already body playing Jane and we mobbing now.
That's cause all these fake try to rob my style.
Yo, these bitches really be slow. Tell them I'm really the goat.
I'm getting the dope. My neck and my wrist really glow. My model draw up in Vogue.
Well up in Vogue. Caught in my Versace robe. Streaking my hair like I'm Rogue.
Do you know? You better not tip on your toes. The grip in the 40 below.
Move your hips, okay? When I be leaving, she tell me to stay. Move your hips, okay? When I be leaving, she tell me to stay. Move your hips, okay? When I be leaving, she tell me to stay. Move your hips, okay? When I be leaving, she tell me to stay.
lace, gates of pearl, streets of gold. Satan tried to stop me messing with my mind, but I'm going where the sun always shines. If I had wings, oh yeah, if I had wings, if I had wings,
if I had wings, I'd fly away,
fly away,
be with the Lord.
I was sitting on my bed just the other day, I didn't get to say. Satan tried to block me, messing with my mind, but I'm going where the sun always shines. If I had
wings,
if I had
my switchboard.
Yeah,
it just went down. Well, you know what? I hope I get this
technical difficulty.
The switchboard's new, y'all. Switchboard, I'm still learning.
Yeah.
You know what my homegirl used to tell me all the time? She used to slap me on my hand, and she used to tell me, leave that stuff alone. Leave that switchboard alone. He said, you're going to tell her I messed up the whole radio
set.
Yeah, I used to be laughing. Shout out to Michelle Horns. I used to be laughing at her, but she had me rolling laughing, y'all. All right, man, let's talk about, wait a minute, before you talk about the Cowboys, because we're going to put the sports song on. My boy about to get into some sports news as soon as I get this. I can't get it together. I'm trying to get the theme music for the sports, because you about to talk about some real stuff. Are you about to talk about some real stuff, man?
There we go.
Are you ready? John, are you ready? Not yet, John. Okay, but I'm not ready. Oh, there you go. All right, y'all. It is time for us to get ready for sports news you can use with John Williams.
We gon' talk about the Cowboys.
All right, man. It is time for us to get ready for sports news you can use. This sports news you can use is brought to you by Booker Williams. When it comes down to working, making money, you can make money when you are asleep. For more information, get in contact with my boy Booker Williams on Facebook. That's the sports news you can use. Now we're gonna get back in with Judd. Judd, what you got in sports news, man? Because I know the Cowboys is looking good, man. What's going on with the ladies up there with the Cowboys?
We just gonna talk about week one. We lost. Week two, we revenged ourselves. And now we're going into week three. We won and won. And there's a lot of teams out there that's looking good in the NFC East. And the AFC, they looking real good, but the Cowboys, I believe we finna get on this march. We got our marching band, we got our team, we got our roster, and we're ready to do this thing. We're going into week three tomorrow. We got a nice game, and I think we're gonna come out on top. I gotta go back and see who we're gonna be playing tomorrow. I think it's the Eagles. Yeah, I think we're playing those. Philadelphia Eagles. And that's our arch rival. So boom, that's what's up.
Tampa Bay, ain't it?
Who?
I thought it was Tampa Bay, Florida. That's what somebody told me. I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with it.
No, they. I think they played today. I think they got whooped today. But
oh, okay. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
to the Chargers. I think they lost to the Chargers. It was a good game, though. They got beat by the Chargers. So, but anyway, we're looking to play the Philadelphia Eagles, and we're ready to do this thing. Come on, Cowboys. We're looking to be 2-1,
yes.
Or maybe 2-1.
Cowboys will win. I got faith in the Cowboys.
I think it was a
tryout,
yeah. All right,
come on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And what else are we, what else is new?
Well, let's talk about some local stuff, man, because I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Because guess what, y'all? It's State Fair of Texas! Man,
and
I'm
speaking
of the state, turkey, all I can think about, duh, is that big-ass turkey leg.
State Fair of Texas, it started on the 24th of this month, and it's going all the way through October 17th. And the TRE, if you didn't know, the TRE doing a special run through October the 17th. Started Friday through October the 17th. They'll be doing a special weekend run through the fair.
Okay.
So it'll be running on the TRE will be running on Sundays, the fairground hours, I think late hours. Yeah, so shout out to LeJohn. He came out here today, and he didn't know the TRE. We found out a little later.
Thank you for telling me that, because I think I need to go next Sunday. I think I need to take a trip to the World Classic State Fair. And speaking of the State Fair, man, did they have the classic game yesterday? Purview play?
The Purview game? I don't know. I think they did have a game yesterday. I think that was
they played
Texas. One of the games they had. They had something yesterday up on them at the Cotton Bowl.
It was not. I still don't know who won the game, though. I still don't know. But
and also at State Fair.
Go ahead.
Yeah, also at the State Fair, those that don't have their COVID-19 shot, you can get your COVID-19 shot at the State Fair, both shots. You get in free. You get your whatever is this certificate that you get?
John, you do not get in free. You still have to pay. But once you get in there and you want to take the vaccine, you will get free. Free. Oh, yeah, you got to pay to get in, but you don't have to. You won't. Yeah, once you get in, the key is to get your ass in there first, and once you get in. Then you're going to tell them you want to take your vaccine shot, and you're supposed to be able to get a ticket, some kind of coupon, some kind of ticket.
You get $20 worth of food and $20 worth of ride. That's what it is. I thought it was get in free and $20 worth of food, $20 worth of ride. So you still got to pay. Okay. So you're paying for parking and getting in still.
Yeah, you're still getting a good deal, though, because you get free food. But that $20 may only be for one or two lanes. I mean, if I'm going to get paid $20, I just want the turkey leg. Give me the damn turkey leg. I'm good to go, John.
Yeah, my understanding from Channel 5, Channel 4, and Channel 11 that the State Fair is also giving the $20 worth of rides and $20 worth of food.
That must have just started that, because when I heard it could be true. But when I last heard, I heard it was only the food they was doing, but maybe they wanted to offer another percentage to make sure people get vaccine. What do you think?
Yeah, another incentive, And they've been giving out a lot of different incentives. Judge Whitney looking into.
Just give me a damn cup of coffee, and I'll come and get my third vaccine.
Give me a cup of coffee, and let me sit down.
It's
gonna be awesome this year. But they said the turnout the first day wasn't as much as they thought it would be. But they said that the State Fair in North Texas in the DFW area bring about $56 million annually. It's a big event.
It's not going to
300 people
are supposed to go to the go places with this a coronavirus going on. Let's be real.
Here's another thing. They were saying a lot of people wasn't matched. And I've seen a lot of people that weren't. Even at the game, a lot of people weren't matched. Today's games, a lot of games that people weren't matched. So I don't know. But a lot of events are starting to say that, you know, you might have to have your proof of COVID-19 shot, or that you have proved that you have taken the test and that you're COVID-19 and get checked.
I don't care if I
take the test. So we're going into the NWO.
I'm my mask, because I'm trying to keep your ass safe, and I'm definitely trying to keep myself safe. But yes, I'm going to still wear my mask. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, oh man, I'm going to have mine on. And it's not, because, you know, again, you know, the public transportation, you're going to have it on and stuff like that. So I'm going to have mine on, you know. But they said that at the State Fair, outdoor events, you really don't have it, but indoor events, you have that. They're encouraging people.
That might be changing too, because they're saying they said some of this stuff is airborne, and now they are encouraging people to sit for your mask even on the outside. So what you think about that?
Just don't have a plastic mask.
Okay.
you know what a plastic mask gonna do to you. don't get packaged. Don't get back.
Here's another news story we got to talk about, man. They said that I remember you talking about this last week on the radio, man, and now I'm starting to see what you talked about. They are saying that there is a food shortage going on in supermarkets across the country, and they said it's getting worse. And they said that they're trying to encourage people not to be scared, because remember last time, John, when they first had the coronavirus, people were so scared they was running to the grocery store. It took me almost 2 weeks to get the toilet paper. I had to stock up on toilet paper for months. My son was like, "Dad, why did you not stock?" I had a closet full of toilet paper. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, this is we were talking about this a couple of months back. You know, I was talking about there's going to be water shortages, there's going to be food shortages. But this is really up on the, reminds you of history, history 101, during the FDR years, Franklin D. Roosevelt, they had the I guess it was like a new world order for them as well, where all the farmers, they would pay them a percentage not to grow certain crops and to cut back on what they were doing because they had an overstockage of what they had, and they kind of created the ripple. And I think that's kind of what's going on. They really look at the history. This was during the Depression, coming out of the Depression. And the only place that was really in the Depression was Louisiana, and because they had the big fish, and the big fish was a governor in Louisiana. And they was already building bridges and tunnels and overpasses and stuff like that during the FDR years. And so they said that was the only state in America that didn't even know that they were under depression, because they were already dealing with what the governor of the big fish was doing, until they basically killed him for talking about making every man the king. I think he was credibly noting African-American males as well. So for that language, they took him out and buried him in a swampy grave in New Orleans. He was the big fish. The big fish. Well,
right.
I mean, in Louisiana, yeah. In the early 1930s. Like 40 years old.
All right, y'all. That's just, whenever you hear this sound, that means it's time for us to take a look at your local news. It's the local news. Talk about it first, right here. All right, man. There was a shooting that happened in Fort Worth over the weekend, where three people was injured. John, what's the latest update on that?
Yeah, the latest update on that is there was one assailant, and the Fort Worth Police Department is still looking for this particular person. He shot and injured three people. Those people were taken to an area hospital. And their latest condition is not known.
Wow. And so again, looking for the person that did it. Y'all don't
Please do not get focused on make sure you have now anyway, man, they are looking for the person that did it. They don't know who the person is. They don't have any information. They just know that they need to talk to you, asking the community help and seeking this man, whoever this person is, to Alex. Well, we don't know. We don't know who it is. We just know that
we don't know who it is. We just. And it was this West 7th Street Bar Area. It was 2 a.m. this morning. So, yeah. Her three pictures. In the shoot.
A cousin had a in other man in Fort Worth, a cousin of a man found dead at a Fort Worth burning dumpster. Said he was scared trying to hide. And they said they found him dead. Again, for what folks are investigating this, and they are looking for the person that, of interest, of the person that set the trash can dumpster on fire with body. Can we investigate on details about that? And other news, man, it's been a violent weekend for work. Saturday early morning, a drive-by shooting resulted in one man in. 22-year-old man fell a shot in a Fort Worth area. Man, what is going on, John?
We already, but this is the NWO. This is New World. So here we are. We in the HB 1927 law. It's the Wild Wild West. What do you think? This is the Wild Wild West. We think we at.
Wow.
We're in the Wild Wild West, and we've diverted back to the early frontier, stagecoach frontier. We know our ways now.
Wow. Well,
fact,
we definitely going to keep back.
By W.A. Dr. Dre, the Days of the Past, the Days of the Past or something like that. It's a song by N.W.A. Mm-hmm. You need to listen to that song.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to continue to follow up on these local stories and stuff, but let's also talk about this. As you know, the four-way judge, a local four-way judge, finally came up with a date that Tatiana Jefferson, I ain't going to say Tatiana Jefferson, but Ara Dean will have his trial. Ara Dean is scheduled for court for a trial on November the 16th, and they are, John, I'm going to be real, man, they are expecting people from all across the country to be at this trial. What are your thoughts on that? Because you do work in the legal part of the system, man, the justice system, man. What do you think about this trial, and what can we expect from this Fort Worth trial?
You know, like I always say, you know, framework has already been laid out. Just 30 miles west of Fort Worth, east of Fort Worth is Dallas County. So it's already been laid out. The framework has already been laid out with the Botham John case and how that played out in that scenario. So I think we're going to be looking at the same thing. You're going to be mirroring the same thing. I don't know if that was the same attorney. Was that the same attorney that's in the Botham John case as this one? Lee Merritt? Was it Lee Merritt?
Yes.
So yeah, you're looking at the same outcome. So you're looking at pretty much the same thing. If not probation. I would not be surprised.
I'm gonna try to
20 years or 15 years worth of probation.
You know what I'm going to do, John? I'm going to try to reach out to Lee Merritt and see can we get an interview with him to talk to him about this Tatiana Jefferson case and what's going to be different about the case in Dallas versus the one in Fort Worth. Serious, coming from you, man, who represent legal, do you expect anything to be different about this case focused on the other case? I mean, what's going to be different about this case? I know you say it's going to be the same scenario, but what can we expect that we didn't see, that we've seen in Dallas, that we don't want to make the same mistake in Fort Worth? Let's talk about that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Two differences. One, Amber Geiger was off duty. This person was on duty. Two, he was going to a wellness check versus El Bragago, getting off duty, going home, supposedly. So those are the two different scenarios. Those are the two different scenarios. But Buffett is, and with the idea that you're going to look at both of them, history. How would were they reprimanded? What type of reprimand have they had in that history? You know, in this particular Bolton John, 10 years, and I don't know if there was a I don't know if there was an award. Again, you know, they were trying to look at the immunity of her being off duty. You know, so are they liable versus Tarrant County? That's the only I see. That's the only significance, and that's the only difference.
What you say make a lot of sense, man. But let's also talk about this. We are in a racist city. The jury who's going to get this case. How do we convince the jury that this officer, this former Fort Worth police officer, was wrong? How do we convince the jury? What's going to be the key, the lead key, to make sure that the jury understand what has happened?
Another significant difference is in the Bolton John case, they had a witness, and that was the gentleman across the street, which we forgot about, well, across the hallway, which we forgot about. Remember how they was
James
trying
Smith.
To paint him that, you know, and they ended up taking him out right after the case. He was very significant in that case. But that's an eyewitness. Now the base witness in this would be the body cam from the officer. So that's the witness for Tatiana Jefferson. Why she speak from the grave? Her father speak from the grave, and her mother speak from the grave. You know. So yeah. And then after this gentleman spoke in light of Beltham John. Now he don't have a case because he was supposed to got killed by folks coming from Louisiana selling him some weed and ambushed him and killed him right after the case. So he speaks, you know, nobody was did anything.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is the eyes and the witness is going to be a little bit different. You know, you have the camera witness from the particular officer with his body cam. That tells his story. That tells a Tatiana's story as well.
Wow. And they also showed a video of her looking out the shade. Did you see that video? I mean,
yeah,
you couldn't
yeah.
see her, but you could
so
see
for how long?
You could see where she was.
Yeah, just peeping.
Yeah, I mean, you could
yeah.
see.
Yeah, and then it was like, click, pow. You know, like, click, pow. You know,
yeah.
What type
wow.
of reaction is that? You know, there's no words. There's no freeze, hold. It's officer, this, that, and the other. You know, whatever. Those things are going to come in play, you know, what type of warning was given and stuff like that, you know. I think for the city of Fort Worth and Fort Tarrant County.
And you know what, man, not cutting you out, man, but that was another thing that I was concerned about is that, that this man didn't even have a decent enough nerve to even say Fort Worth police. He didn't say nothing. He just started shooting. So... And I'm upset the fact that you will allow this man to resign instead of firing him. That disturbed me. So that's a red flag right there that the chief, how dare the chief will let this man leave and not fire him for what he did. What he did was wrong. He should have been fired. Not let him decide to go. So it's a lot of situations that I do not like that Fort Worth could have handled this better. And so the question I want to ask you also, John, can Fort Worth heal from this? Can the black community heal from this? What is it going to take for the black community to heal and come together?
Once the black community get a committee for themselves and get and become their own authority and use that authority for themselves, for the sake of their own survival, then they can start to heal. You know, you may be able to work with others.
you know, but you really need to govern your own self and your own community and not have somebody continue to come around who don't look like you, have none of your interest and care nothing about you and just there to patronize you and dominate you and you know.
Ain't nothing about
so
it, John.
So when you get tired of that and get through with that and ready to do for our own within our own community and take care of our own selves and be able to govern our own selves and know that we can and we have the capability, then, yeah, we'll start being able to heal. But as long as we continue to go around and begging others and hoping others do and that if we're part of their society when we're not, when we're executing and next out and disfranchised and put in a position where we can't do anything for ourselves politically and educationally on the local scale, on the national scale, statewide, then, yeah, we're going to continue to suffer. We're going to continue to see these things continue to happen to the black community, whether or not we in COVID-19, COVID-21, COVID-22, whichever COVID we're in, whichever Delta forms and whichever Greek fraternities that they name these diseases. They name it Lama Lama, Alpha, Copa Copa, whatever they name it. You're still talking about a Greek fraternity. So yeah, it's going to be a long time before we heal because these things are missing within our own community that we see ourselves governing ourselves, knowing that we can. Yeah, so we won't heal. We still be wounded, walking around with bad wound, bullet wound, bleeding and everything, patching up. That's what we're looking at in the future in Tarrant County.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check the verse.
Last night I thought the back when we made good love, listening to some more of the game all night long. Now I want that whole thing back, make these moments once again perfect. So won't you, so won't you, I do it for her, babe. Good love and body rocking, knocking boots all night long. Hey. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, oh, come on, turn the lights down and let me get on it. Yeah. Some good love,
somebody rocking,
somebody rocking, babe.
Ooh.
Give me some good love,
somebody rocking,
that's
double.
All I need. Give me some good love,
somebody rocking,
knocking
double.
I feel so good when I'm near you. That's why. Always I wanna be close to you. I'm so addicted, I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. All night long, baby. All night long, 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 long. Good loving body, rocking, knocking, boost all night long. Making love until we're tired too. The break of dawn, but oh, come on,
Start to make sense and quit playing these love. Though I'm missing you, I'll find a way to get through. Living without you, 'cause you were my sister, my strength, and my pride. Only God may know why. Still I will get by.
Missing you,
I'll find a way
out alone. Listen to love. It's pounding with desire, waiting to be unleashed. Quit breaking my heart. Breaking my heart. Yeah. Breaking my heart. Yeah. Breaking my heart. Sugar. Yeah, yeah. Don't tell your friends that I don't mean nothing to you. Please don't deny the truth. I know your heart is in the right place. No, I won't let you down, yeah. You can't disguise all the pounding up your heart, yeah. I see your eyes, and you can start to make sense and quit.
John, did that take you all the way back? Man, did that take you all the way back? Did that take you all the way back, John?
Woo, like, whoa.
Man, ain't nothing. Man, I tell people all the time, ain't nothing like that old school. It'll never be
nothing.
Original old school like that. That's the jam right there. We taking it
that's
all
it.
The way back when we... Man, what you think about
that
song
that
right there?
Play? What was that, Misha? Yeah, I like that one too. What was that Misha LA? That really took me.
Which one? Which one? Which
that
one?
Misha LA. That Misha LA.
Something's in my heart. That one right there.
Yeah, and you
which
know
one?
What? What it is? It's iHeart. It's iHeart Radio. That's what's in y'all.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
iHeart Radio.
That's right.
So did we want to get it? we're running out of time, so do you want to get in a little bit of that Haiti real quick? I know Mystique.
No, we'll get into it the first thing tomorrow when we start the show. Because we got 3 minutes before we begin. Yeah, we got 3 minutes before we can make it up. Get up on. Man, we got it. Time is going by quick. You got a quick shout outs real quick?
Yeah, I'm gonna give my shout out. I had a long day today. Shout out to my mom, had to get over there and clean up off under her stairs. Shout out to Lizelle for coming out and helping me today. Yeah, I actually have some stuff under this year been getting on me again. Yeah, LeJohn, he had to come out here. He was like, I'm gonna come to help you tomorrow, man. I'm gonna come help you tomorrow. I gotta get that. I gotta clean that off Monday. I gotta throw those tires.
How did John act when he went over there to help?
Oh no, he wanted to. Because he rode the bus, so the gate was locked when he got there. So, and then I kind of got there a little bit later. Anyway, he was like, "Well, the gate was locked. I had to go down the street get everything we needed." I was like, "Well, where you at?" I was like, "Well, go through the front. Why you go through the front?" I didn't know. Like, yeah, go through the front. The gate and everything. So yeah, we got it.
Right.
My mom did my hair though. Thank you, mom, for doing my hair. Yeah, it's just it up.
Oh, I gotta see it, John. You gotta send me a picture of it.
Man, it's tight, man. It's tight, man. She always
I tell you what, y'all. We may have a headshot on the page tomorrow, y'all. So y'all can see.
Uh-oh.
You know how I added to the website.
We're brothers. We're happy, and we're singing, and we're colored.
I remember that song. That's all right there. All right, y'all, man. We want to thank everybody. And tomorrow we'll let you know what happened with the new show. Oh, we're going to let them know. We're going to let y'all know about the Nick Cannon show, because I can't wait to watch that. I'm going to tell y'all everything that happened. So we'll talk about that tomorrow and a lot more. If it's breaking news, we got it first. All right, y'all. Remember, if it is to be something to you, we'll see you tomorrow night.
I decided to start coming.